Well, years ago, when we were kids, we'd run to the top of the hill. 10 miles away, you'd hear that whistle blow. And we'd run down to the station. Well, it looks like you'll be on time to dig on the water and stock up on some coal. Well, as she gathers up steam and picks up the mail, keeps the crossing bell ringing and the hobos at her jail, she's a 1-mile-long six-wheeler with the news. You know, there's white clouds blowing, just watch her pull and strain. Half a mile later, she's a cannonball train. She's the kind of sight to make you lose your blues. And here's Ron Dan. Now the clock on the wall says 10:14, 6 minutes left to go. Let's throw some stones at the CN boxcar door. And there's echoes around the station of a telegraph keeping time to a far-off distant hand who knows the score. Well, as she gathers up steam and picks up the mail, keeps the crossing bell ringing and the hobos at her jail, she's a 1-mile-long six-wheeler with the news. You notice white clouds blowing, just watch her pull and strain. A half a mile later, she's a cannonball train. She's the kind of sight to make you lose your blues. Come on, David Essex. Now it's only last year I went back home to see some friends I know. And I walked down to the depot, I don't know why. And there's rust on the rails and the spiders took over where the clock hands used to turn. And I thought I heard a ghost train whistle cry. Well, as she gathers up steam and picks up the mail, keeps the crossing bell ringing and the hobos at her jail, she's a 1-mile-long six-wheeler with the news. Now there's white clouds blowing, just watch her pull the train. Half a mile later, she's a cannonball train. Just the kind of sight to make you lose your blues.